Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ches. We're going to start the 8th Perek Yesh Nechelin. As an acknowledgement of the Perek, this Perek is discussing the Dinam of Yerusha, all the Pratim of who's the Yerush and how it works, and the Ikar Parash in the Torah which discusses Yerushas and Parashas Pinchas by the Bnei Slavchad, where there the pasuk says, "Ishkiyam musu ben ein loy ve'vartim es nachalasa lebita," etc. Like the Gemara dashes all the psukim. Now, the din of Yerusha is considered by all the many mitzvahs to be a mitzvah asay. It's counted as one of the tayag mitzvahs by all the many mitzvahs. It's actually a shtickle shaila because the Rambam counts one mitzvah of Yerusha, and the Ramban, it's in the sophist of the Ramban. It's Loisa Seyud Beis, at the end of Sefer Mitzvah, so Ramban brings down all the mitzvahs that he felt that the Rambam left out. So Loisa Seyud Beis, he says that the Rambam left out the mitzvah of Yuchel Levaker. There's another parasha about Yerusha. It's in Parashas Kiseitse, where there the Torah tells you to din a pishnayim by Bechor, that it says, La Yuchel Levaker as ben Ahuva al Pnei ben Asnua Bechor, that you can't consider the ben Ahuva to Bechor, ki is Bechor ben Asnua Yaker, losses lay pishnayim. You have to consider the Ben Asnu of the Bechor, because he's the Bechor. And the Ramban learns that Leyucha Levaka is a lav deraisa. To go and make a will saying that a Bechor shouldn't get Pishnayim, or saying that a Pashat should get Pishnayim, you're being over a lav deraisa. And any Hanami, it doesn't work, but that's why it doesn't work. Because it's a lav deraisa, the male is a din of Maslam Ashkasa B'Teira. The Ramban says there also that not only did the Rambam forget a lav, he also forgot an asay, because there's an asay deraisa, ki es bechor ben asnua yaker losses le pishnayim, that the father has to ensure that the bechor gets pishnayim. If lamashal people don't know who's the bechor, there's a mitzvah asay deraisa for the father to go and say who's the bechor to make sure the bechor gets pishnayim. If we know who the bechor is, so he's mekayin the mitzvah asay automatically, the Ramban says. But the Ramban adds, besides the Parashas Yerusha, which the Ramban is maskim as a mitzvah, like all the many mitzvahs count it, the Ramban adds, Layucha Levaker, and Ki es Bechor ben Esnua Yaker, another lav and another assay, specifically for Yerusha's Bechor. And the Ramban explains, the reason why he's adding it is because there is a lav deraisa, there's an iser. The Torah doesn't just mean that it's impossible to make the Ben Ahuv to Bechor. And Behechrich, he has to recognize the Ben Snow. It's not Pshat in the Torah. If that would be Pshat in the Torah, then the Ram would be right. It wouldn't be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's just a Prate Din in Dine Yerusha. But the Ramban holds that the Pshat in the Torah is that there's an Isser. There's an Isser to go and create another Bechor. And there's a mitzvah, say, to make sure the Bechor gets a Pishnayim. And therefore, it's counted as a mitzvah. And Blaz Hashem will discuss this Ramban. So Machlekes L'chayah, the Ramban and other Rishonim, will discuss this later in the Perek, when the Perek discusses this din of Yerusha's Bechor, and the din that you can't take away the Bechor from the Bechor. But Al Kopanim, all the main mitzvahs do count the din Yerusha as a mitzvah, but the Rambam also includes all the pratim about Yerusha's Bechor, etc., in the regular mitzvah of the din of Yerusha. Now, Mekenzich Shtelen, we can ask the question, what's the pshat that it's a mitzvah? Why is it a mitzvah? Yerusha happens automatically. Who's in the mitzvah on? What's their mitzvah to do? How do we understand that Yerusha is counted as one of the mitzvahs? It doesn't seem to be a mitzvah. It seems to be a mitzvah. The Torah says that when someone dies, so-and-so inherits the wealth, and the wealth now belongs to the Yerush. Where's the mitzvah, Shabbai? So in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Psaidi Gain, it was put out by Baruchim Fushel Perlau, his Meridik of Beer that he has on what he calls the Sefer Mitzvahs or Absaidigayin. The Absaidigayin really splits up the mitzvahs into four parts. His mitzvahs Asay and mitzvahs Lois Asay. And then he has two other categories besides Asay and Lois Asay. He has one called Einchim and one called Parshiyos. And this really was also done by the Bahag. He also split it up into these four and several other earlier Rishainim. And in Ruch official Perlau explains that Parashis means the mitzvahs that are mutl on the tzibur. It's not a mitzvah on the yachid, It's a mitzvah on the tzibur. The mitzvah on the yachid accounted in nasei and loisasei. The ayin shema, the ayin shin that bezin gives out. And then we have the parashiyos, which are mitzvahs that are mutl on the tzibur. All the mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs for a yachid, they're mitzvahs for the tzibur, like making a melech, like building a base of mikdash, all these things, they're in the minyan of the parashiyos. So Reb Sadia Gaon makes Hilchas Nachlis in his minyan of parashiyos as a mitzvah chavav. And in Ruch HaFish Perlow explains, because there is no mitzvah on the yachid with Yerusha. There's no mitzvah on the yachid to do altogether. It's a mitzvah on Bezdin. That Bezdin has a mitzvah to paskin the Dine Nachlis the way the Torah said. When somebody dies, and that's the Chayot of Pashtei Dekra. It says, Ishki Yamasu Ben Ein Loi, Vavaritim Es Nachalos Elabitai. Who should make the Nachla go to the daughter? Bezdin. The ones that are in charge of the Dine Maminis. So that's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on Bezdin. If Bezdin does not use the Dine Nachlis of the Torah, but uses another type of Dine Nachlis, besides being over the life of their Angstav Lysat Mishpat, they'll be over on the assay of Nachlis. That's the Pshat. The way Baruch official Perlow explains it, that's the Pshat in the mitzvah of Dine Nachlis. By Sol Geshmak Achidish in the Minchas Chinuch, it's Shleibim Kaimai. It's completely Shleibim Kaimai, which gives a different insight than why it's called a mitzvah. And it gives a different insight, at least in the Minchas Chinuch's opinion, of a lot of different mitzvahs in the Tayag mitzvahs. It's in Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah Shin Samach Dalad, which is the mitzvah of Tshuva, the mitzvah of Vidi Alachet. Hey, learn that from the Pasuk V'Isvadu. And he wants to say, a big Chiddush, he wants to say, the question is Tshuva a mitzvah? The Lashon, the Rambam is the mitzvah is the Vidi. He says, when you do Tshuva, then there's a mitzvah to do Vidi. And how do we understand that? Is there a mitzvah to do tshuva, or it's a mitzvah when you're doing tshuva, then it's a mitzvah to do vidui? L'chari, it's not a separate mitzvah to do vidui. Vidui is part of the way to do tshuva. So the Minchas Chinuch says, he thinks everything is not a mitzvah. Doing tshuva and vidui and that, it's all not a mitzvah. You have to do the tshuva because you have to find a kapara in your aveira. You don't want to have an aveira. That's why you're going to do tshuva. But the etzem doing tshuva, that's not a mitzvah. Why is it counted in the Taryag mitzvahs? He says it's like a lot of mitzvahs in the Taryag, which is no mitzvah to do or not to do. It's because the Torah is stelling a vek, the Torah is establishing that this is the way such a thing is done, that makes it called the mitzvah from the Taryag, even though it's not a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. Now he doesn't mention Yerusha as an example. The examples he gives, he gives four examples: Gerishin, Tayim Venitan, Tumas Meis, and Shar Tumas. Three examples, Be'ikr. There's a mitzvah of Gerishin, there's a mitzvah of Tayim Venitan, and a mitzvah of Tumas Meis, and the Rambam counts a lot of mitzvahs by Tumah. Every Tumah, the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Nevelus Tameh, there's a mitzvah of Sheretz Tameh, there's a mitzvah of Shechazeris Tameh. There's a mitzvah tzaras. Every tumah the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. So what the Minchas Chinuch means is like this: Gerishin is a mitzvah, right? The lashon of the Rambam is she kishne garishes and she say no mitzvah garish eisam beget, because it says the cost of a sefer krisus. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, there's no mitzvah to give a get to a wife and be megarish her. There's no such mitzvah. That you're never supposed to do that. It's never a kiyum of a mitzvah say deraisa doing that. That's not a mitzvah. What's the pshat gerushin is a mitzvah? Because the Torah is establishing, how does a woman get divorced? And the answer is, through a ksav. There's no other way to divorce her. So if you divorce her without a ksav, you're not being mevatel a mitzvah. You just simply didn't divorce her. She happens not to be divorced. She's still married. But it's called a mitzvah because since the Torah is set up, established that this is the eifin of gerushin, that's what makes it into a mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvahs. Not all mitzvahs are things which you have to do or you're not going to do. Even though this mitzvah is somewhat of a mitzvah, it's explaining how we dissolve the marriage bond is through gerushin, but there's never a mitzvah to dissolve the marriage bond, not through gerushin, not through gerushin. But this is the way you do it, that's what's called a mitzvah. Similarly, the Minchas Chinuch says that's a pshat in tumah. Also, l'chayit is no other pshat. The Rambam counts tumah as a mitzvah. It says in the pasuk that kol negei behem b'maysam yitma an erev. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah that sheretz is metame. There's no mitzvah to become tamei. There's no iser to become tamei. There's nothing wrong with touching a sheretz. There's something wrong if you touch the sheretz with going into the Beis HaMikdash or eating truma and kachin. The Rambam counts that as separate averus. You're not over on the assay of that you become tamei yitman erev if you eat kachim. You're not over on the assay if you become tamei. You're allowed to become tamei. So what does it mean? It's a mitzvah. Tain et dechinuch en echinami. If you bought the Torah telling of that, that touching this thing makes you tamei, that's called a mitzvah. That's called a mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvahs. And that's how the Minchas Chinuch is learning tayin v'nitan also. The Rambam counts a mitzvah of tayin v'nitan, ad alehim yavei dvar shneim, that's a mitzvah of tayin v'nitan, and the Minchas Chinuch is saying that there's no mitzvah, there's a din. Hey guys, meidim v'mixas, it's chayev v'shvur, it's halacha, it's a mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah because the Torah is telling of such a mitzvah. So al derech zeh, that's how I understand Hilchas Yerushas according to the Minchas Chinuch. Hilchas Yerushas is not the pshat. You don't have to say that it's a mitzvah on Bezdin to be done the Dine Yerushas. See, the Nusach of the Rambam, by a lot of things he says, is a mitzvah ladin. The Rambam counts Karen, Shein and Regel, Bor, Eish, Kefel, Dalad Vehei. He counts these all as mitzvahs. Each one of these is another mitzvah for the Tayag mitzvahs. And so do many other Mainiyah mitzvahs count them. So you could learn, like Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Brillel, that the Pshat is a mitzvah on Bezdin. That Bezdin, when someone comes and claims, your ox gored my ox, it's a mitzvah on Bezdin to paskin, I'll be what it says in the Torah, that a tam pays chatzi nezek, and a muad pays nezek shalem, and bar is chayev, but not on kalim. You could say these are all mitzvahs on Bezdin to dan, I'll be the dinei Torah. The Vidim and Cheskinach, not really. That's not the aside. The mitzvah on Bezdin is stamped. It's Edek Tishman HaMisechet. There's a mitzvah on Bezdin. There's a mechuyiv. Bezdin has to pass Kandin and not to pass him correctly, like Santa Mishpat. But the Torah is just saying what the chiyuvim are, and that makes it called a mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvahs. So Tayim v'nitin, and these things are not a raya, but Gerishin and Tumah does sound to be a shtickle raya to this concept, because you're allowed to be metame yourself, and there's no mitzvah b'chal to be megarish. Was the pshat, it's a mitzvah, it would sound like the Minchas Chinuch is saying that it's a mitzvah because that's the way it's done. And that's how the Minchas Chinuch understands the mitzvah of tshuva, that there is no mitzvah b'zunda to tshuva. You have to tshuva stami. You need a kapara fi chatom. You have to tshuva. There's no mitzvah say to do tshuva. But the Torah tells the vek, this is the oifen, how to get a kapara. That makes it a mitzvah say. The thing is, the Sefer HaChinuch himself, l'marshal by Gerishin, he says a real interesting thing. He says if somebody, he brings down the mitzvah of Gerishin, brings down the whole thing about Gerishin Muxam, and he says at the end, it's a mitzvah tof kafayin tes and kiseitse, the Chinuch writes, v'oivra al zeh v'girish es ishtoi v'loi kosov l'ageh k'mitzvah satoir kin shepirusha chazal, bitl asei zeh. That he's learning that Gerishin is a pshat, if you divorce your wife without giving her a get, you mevatl asei. Chayitz Abyssal Peledek, you never divorced her. You said you divorced her. You think you divorced her. You didn't. You never gave her a get. You never divorced her. What's the pshat? You divorce her without giving a get. You mevatel this asay. Amod nemaisa. And the Chinuch says the same thing l'gabi amitzvah of Yerusha. The Chinuch says it's a mitzvah tough. It's in Parshas Pinchas. He says, v'ayvra al zeh v'tziva ben boi ben shkimra shlo yirshen ero liyersha bitel asay zeh. Avo b'shem edvar of mamish, we serve the malah b'tchilas inyan. So the Chinuch says, if you write a will and designate a Yerush, an inheritor, not al pi the Torah, you mevatel v'asei of Yerusha. So I broke official prula there in the mitzvah and safe mitzvah sadigah in Chela Gimel, the minyan of Parshas, Parsha Chavav. He says it's very schwer. We never find such a thing. The Ramban that we mentioned earlier says that by a Bechor is such a mitzvah. There it says, L'yuchel Levaka, it's a mitzvah on the Yachid. L'yuchel Levaka, you're not allowed to do it. Okay, Eskar B'suni Yakir, you're mechuyiv to be meirishit to the Bechor. And even there, like we're going to explain when we get Behemshech the Perek, there's a machlokes about it. Others hold as Bechlal no Isser to do it, it just doesn't work. But for someone to say that there's a mitzvah, there's an Isser, to go and write a will and designate Yerushim other than the Torah's Yerushim, that's an Isser on the person. There's a mitzvah say not to do that. It's very shreya. We don't find that he brings kamerai. It's not that way. He's mefalpel a lot about it. The Ramban gufa by liuchel of akir and kias bechor ben esnu yakir is mukrich there. It's davka by bechor you have a mitzvah. By the shayr din yushim you have no such mitzvah. So l'chore, the das of chinuch is a shver. Parshas is called a mitzvah either like Rebbe Chaim Fishel Perla says it's a mitzvah on bezdin to be dan the din in achlis, or like the Milchus Chinuch says. It's, the Torah is not saying a mitzvah on bezin. The Torah is stelling avek the dini rusha, and the avek shtel of dini rusha is called a mitzvah, just like betumah, just like begerishin. The avek shtel of how you become tumah, how you become begerishin, that's called the mitzvah from the Torah mitzvahs. And now let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says yesh neichlim u'manchilin. There are some people that the rusha goes both ways; they both inherit the other person, and when they die, the other person inherits them. There's some relationships that work one way, that they inherit the person and the person does not inherit them. Or they give the inheritance to the person, but the person does inherit them. That's like the opposite of that case. And you have that there's no inheritance between these relatives altogether. Like the Mishnah will explain. Which Yershim, the Yerusha goes back both ways. Ha'avis Abanim, a father to the son. Abanim Esav, and the son to the father. When the father dies, the son inherits. That's always. When the son dies, the father inherits, providing that the son doesn't have sons of his own. So that way, the Yerusha goes both ways. Ha'achim and Av, when a brother dies, his brother yarshins, and that's providing that he does not have a son. And also that their common father is not alive, because the father comes before the brothers. But brothers are only Achim and Av, paternal brothers, brothers that share a common father, not that would share a common mother. Like the Mishnah says at the end, Achim and Aim, Leinechem Leimanchilin, if they share a common mother, they don't inherit each other, because only the relatives on the father's side inherit. So if one was to die, and you'd have a brother that's only a half-brother from a mother's side, and the next closest relative is a third cousin, but it's from the father's side, his third cousin would get the Yerusha, not his brother, because that's Mishpachas Eim, that doesn't count. And Ha'ishas Imai, a man with his mother, Ha'ishas Ishtei, a man with his wife, Ubnei Achayas, a man with his mother's sister, Neichelin V'lei Manchilin. Meaning, a man inherits his mother, a son inherits a mother, a husband inherits a wife, a nephew inherits his aunt, providing that she doesn't have any brothers. But a mother does not inherit a son, a wife does not inherit a husband, the aunt will not inherit the nephew. And the insight is that relatives on the father's side is considered a relative, Mishpachas Av Kari Mishpacha. Relative from the mother's side are not considered relatives. Mishpacha say main kari mishpacha. Now the Rishbam says something very interesting. The Rishbam di b'maskel ish neichel es imai. He says avaloi manchel sherek krevi ha'av yerushinaisai. The mishpacha say main kari mishpacha. A man inherits his mother, but his inheritance does not go to his mother. The Rishbam says because the relatives of his father is yarshin, because mishpacha say main kari mishpacha. Now, the diak of the Rishbam would seem that let's say there are no relatives from the father. Let's say there's no such thing. So the diak would be is then the mother would yarshin. For instance, let's say Eved v'akum bar bas Yisrael, an intermarriage, a guy who marries a Jewish lady and has a son. So the son is not considered to be related to his father in any way, but he is related to his mother. So the dig of the Rishbam would be, in such a case, the mother would yarshin, because he says that a ish is not manchel imay shaharei krevi av yarshinaisai. The mishpacha same in kari mishpacha. Why did he have to say shaharei krevi av yarshinaisai? What's in the scene as a tam? It's not true. Even when there is krevi av, even when there's no krevi av, the aim wouldn't yarshin. Mishpacha same kari mishpacha across the board. It sounds to the Rishbam, the only time Mishpachas Aim is Ein Kari Mishpacha is when you have Mishpachas Av. So that takes precedence. But let's say you have a case where there is no Mishpachas Av. The Rishbam would be Mashma that then the Aim would Yarshin. Chayr tremendous chiddush. Now the Dik maybe is not 100% clear, but there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. David told us other v'chav is actually in the Sefer Meisharim of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's in the Sivchav Hey. Ois Aleph, he says these words, k'she'ein lo yerushim an av l'pamim tirish oisei imay. And he quotes as a makar, Bava Basra, v'rashbam. It seems clear he learned up the Rashbam this way. And the Rashbam says that the reason why the mother doesn't yarsh is because the krevei av yarshin, and if there would be no krevei av, so then the mother would yarshin. Now, Rabbi Kivega, if it art, he doesn't bring down any deek in the Rishbam whatsoever. Rabbi Kivega hits Rabbi Kivega Mishnayis. He stels the Chantesis Kasha and Amid Beis. Taisis asks the Kasha, and we'll speak about this later in the Shir. Why does the Torah have to say that Achen are Yarshin? The main Lebas, when the Santis Nachalosi Le'echav, he gives the Nachal to his brothers. Why does he have to say that for? The Gemara learns out that it's a din that the father yarshin. The Gemara learns out from She'erai. Nesat Nachsas L'She'erai, She'erai is Aviv. And the Gemara knows a din of Mishmush from Ein Le'ayin Olav. Mishmush means that when someone the yarshin's bekever, in order to be Meirish Tizmeirishim, that's the halacha of Mishmush. That's the sugya. That's the site of how Yerushas work. If a person dies, he has a son, the son gets the Yerusha. If he has no son, he never had children, so the Yerusha goes up to his father. If his father's alive, so he gets it. If his father's dead, so if his father has any son, so then it goes then down to his son. That's his brother. That's the concept of Mishmush. If there are no sons to his father, or no living sons to the father, so it goes up again to the grandfather. Because the grandfather's Yerush, he's Yerush the father. Now, if this grandfather, who's presumably not alive, if he has any descendants that could Yerush in him, so then the Yerusha goes to them. The site of Mishmash is the Yerusha that takes place, bekever, even after somebody dies, his Kayach Yerusha still stays, b'negeya, that it will go to his Yerushim. And that's the concept, that's the klal of Yerusha all the time. The Mishnah says it's Mishamesh V'Halach Ad Ruvain. It goes back as many generations as necessary to get to a Yerush of a Yerush that's still alive. So Frek Taisa, so why does the Pasuk have to say that a brother Yarshins? Once we know that a son Yarshins, and we know that a father Yarshins, we know a son Yarshins because it says Ben Ain Live and Asadim is Nachalasa Lebita, that tells you that if there was a ben, the ben yarshins, and if there's no ben, the bas yarshins, and the pasuk of the she'era, like the Gemara says, tells you to father the yarshins, and Einlai tells you mishmush, and that's it. So now we don't need any pasuk telling you a brother yarshins. It's a simple thing. If there's no son, the father the yarshins, the father's not alive anymore, then he has a son, that's called a brother. The brother will get it from the father. Why do you need a pasuk that the brother's yarshin? This is Taisa's Kasha, and we're going to speak about this later in the Shia. But Rabbi Kivega says, why don't you say that you need the Pasuk for Acha Min Ha'im? Well, there clearly there'd be no Mishmash, because the mother doesn't Yarshin. Ay, Acha Min Ha'im. They don't Yarshin Daka. The Mishmach is Amen and Kareem Mishmacha. So Rabbi Kivega says, maybe we need a Pasuk for Acha Min Ha'im when there is no Krevi Av. Like the case I told you. Let's say you have an intermarriage, you have a Goyisha father and a Yiddisha mother. So these two brothers have no father, they have no Mishpachas Av, all they have is Mishpachas Eim. So maybe that's the din of Achim Yarshin, that Achim and Eim Yarshin. So you see, Rabbi Kveg himself was Eimin on this possibility, which would be Medayik from the Rishbam, and was saying that that's clearly Rabbi Yeruchim was Medayik the way from the Rishbam. Then when there is no Mishpachas Av, the Mishpachas Eim Yarshin. So maybe that's what the Torah says the din of Achim. So Rabbi Kveg says that no, the halacha is that even when there's no mishpachas av, the mishpachas ain't more yarshin no matter what. And he brings the raya from a taisis and ksuvis with a peya yeshua. Taisis and ksuvis daf yad aleph, but a sugi of ger katan. Taisis is mitzadid that midarayshid there's no such thing as a ger katan. A ger katan can't, ger katan has to come on to schi and in schi l'katan, Midrash says no such thing as a ger kata. So Taisus asks, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the following. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, in regard to the parish of Gezel Ager, in parish of Nasai, it says, im ein le'ish goyel, let's say you steal from somebody and he has no relatives and there's no way to return the gzela, he died and he has no yershim, then as you give it to a kite, that's the pasuk. So since it says, im ein le'ish goyel, ish means someone who's bar mitzvah, the Gemara says that's a proof that a katan can't have a child. Because dafkin ish, you have to see, does he have a child, does he not have a child? You have to see, even if he's a ger, but maybe he has a child, you have to check to make sure that it ain't lishgal. Now, shaken if he's a katan, and he's a ger, so he has no other relatives, the only other relative he can have is a child. So you don't have to check to see if he has children, because he's a katan. A katan can't give birth. That was the Gemara's right, that a katan can't give birth. So Taizen Suvis asks the question, if there's no such thing as a katan becoming a ger, so how does this pasuk work? It ain't lishgal. Only an ish you have to check to see if he has yarshim. But a katan you don't. There's no such thing as a katan that's a ger. And of course, a katan that's not a ger definitely has yarshim. So Taisa says the case is like this, that the mother was megaya when she was muberis. His pregnant mother, she became a geris. So he was born a ger. He has no father. He has no relative, period. But he's a ger. And you don't have to come on to ger katan, because when the mother is megaya, If he was born from a Jewish mother, he's born from a Geiris, so he's a Ger, without any Kabbalah's Geiris. That's Taisus Teretz. Hazak de Pnei Yeshua there, so you see from there, that even when he has no father and no Krevei Av, but still the Krevei Aim aren't Yarshin. Because if you're going to say the Krevei Aim with Yarshin, so you'd have to check to make sure that his mother didn't have any more children. Because if his mother had another child, so that child would be his brother through the mother, and he has no father, so male he would yarshin. Vice dice the krevei am der yarshin, even when there's no krevei av. So this is what the Pnei Yeshua brings, and this is what Rabbi Kvega brings from the Pnei Yeshua and Ksuvis, Daf Yud Aleph, right from Taisus, that Taisus says that the case of Gezel Ager by a Ger Katan means a Meberishin is Gaira, and the Gemara says it's impossible for him to have any relatives. It's vice dice his mother, or his mother's other children, don't yarshin him. All right, so here's a raya from Taisus. The Rishbam have a diuk, and Rabbeinu Yerucham clearly makes this diuk that by when there are no krevei av, a krevei aim with yashin. But Rabbi Kivega brings a raya from Taisus and Suvis Daf Yud Aleph that even when there are no krevei av, the krevei aim do not yashin. Now the emes is Rabbi Chanan in Kayvet Sa'aris, Perek Chaf Eis Gimel. And Reb Chaim, the Chedusha Ben Chaim Alev El Aramam Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perek Tzvav Alacha Tes, they both discuss this shaila. Does the din of Mishpacha Se'im Ein Akriya Mishpacha, does that apply in all cases, or only when there is Mishpacha Se'av, then the Mishpacha Se'im doesn't count? But when there's no Mishpacha Se'av, maybe the Mishpacha Se'im does count. They both bring from a Gemara in Bechairis, which sounds like it's saying the Svara, that the Mishpacha Se'im would count when there is no Av. Because the Gemara there says as follows. Levi Yishayold, it says, B'na Pata Mechamesh Shlom. If a Levi gives birth, her son doesn't need a Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says like this, the Abba Miman, who did she become pregnant from? If she's the Abba Miyisrael, Mishpachayis L'meis HaVaisam Ksiv, it says Mishpachayis L'meis HaVaisam, so you see that only Mishpachas Ha'av is Kriya Mishpachas, so the son's not a Levi. So the Gemara originally says, Amrapa, but the Abba Minachri is talking about that she became pregnant from a guy. So the Gemara seems to be saying that this din of the Mishpachayis Levesa Vaisam, that the fact that the mother's a Levi, the child will not be a Levi, is dafka when she's Misaba Miyisrael. She became pregnant from Miyisrael. So there we have a din of Mishpachayis Levesa Vaisam that she's not, the son's not a Levi. Mashenkin when she's Misaba Minachri. With there, the Nachri doesn't have any Yichus Eftim. So then, because the mother's a Leviah, if the mother would not be Leviah, so there'd be a Chiv opinion on Ben. But since the mother's a Leviah, now that makes it that there's no Chiv opinion on Ben. It sounds like when you have no Mishpachas Av, all of a sudden we have to go with the Mishpachas Aim. And in this case, the Aim's a Leviah, so the son would be a Leviah, would be a Levi. That's where Reb Chaim and Reb Chanan both bring Araya to the Svara that the Mishpachas Aim ain't the Kriya Mishpachas Daf when you have Mishpachas Av. When you don't have Mishpachas Av, the Mishpachas Aim is called Mishpacha. But they both bring a Raya from the Gemari in Bava Basra here, Daf Kuf Yudalon Amid Beis, a few blunt from now, that the Svara is Nishrichtik. Because the Gemara there brings that Rabbi Yochanan said B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Ben Rabbi Shimon that Midaraisa Aim Kud Yarsh in the Son. So Taiz was very bothered by this. What does that mean? So where's the case? The Mishmash, how does it work if the Aim Yarshin is the son? He has a lot of kashas. So Taiz says, Nirler Ben Atamalari, that we're talking about when she's a Geiris. The Ikka, what he means is when the father's a Geir, and the father's no longer alive. And the question is, does the mother Yarshin, or is it Nechasim Hefker? So that, the Gemara had said, that the mother Yarshins. But the Gemara there, Pashtus, learns from our Mishnah, not like this Memra. And the Maisa, we're matkin this Memra, Allah, and we say the mother doesn't Yarshin. Presumably that means that even when there is no Av, and the other choice is the Nechasim will be Hefker, still the mother doesn't Yarshin. So L'chai, you see in the first Gemara, Dafkuf Yudalna, Abezin, Kuf Desvavim, and Aleph, that L'maskana, the din of Mishmachas, Amen, Kriya Mishmachas, even when there are no Yarshay Av, the question is aim or hefker, and still we say it doesn't go to the aim, it becomes hefker. So Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi Chanan, they both ask the Kasha Steer, the Gemara in Bechairis says, Legabe the Levi pattering the son, that when you ma'aba mi Yisrael, then we say that the son's not pater, al kapanim at that point to the Gemara, because Mishpachaisim Mesav Isim Ksiv, Ememela, the father's not a Levi, it doesn't matter, the mother's a Levi, the son will go and ask the father. But Ibn Nachri, when you don't have a father, we don't have Mishkaisa Beisav Eisam. And the son will become Pater, presumably because he's a Levi. But the Gemara, the way they learn the Gemara, in Bava Basra later, Kuf Yidal, Kuf Tesvav, the way Taisus learns that the whole shail of the mother Yashning is also when it's a Geiris, meaning that the father's a Geir and the father died, so he doesn't have any more Krevi Av. And then the Gemara said the mother Yarshins, and the Maskana was that even in that case the mother does not Yarshin. In them state, the Mishpach, same Kray Mishpach is across the board, even when there's no Krevi Av. So what do we do with this theory? So Reb Chaim, I mean, is Mechalik between the Din Mishpacha by Levi and the Chalais Din Levi that's not totally a Mishpacha. He says Avadi is not a Levi. Avadi is not a Levi. If his father's a guy and his mother's a Levi, he's not a Levi. But the Pshadis will have a Din Levi, a Chalais Din Levi, it's not totally Mishpacha, that'll have from his mother. If he has no Din Mishpacha, because his father's a guy, so he has no Teiris Mishpacha Bechlal, he could get a Din Levi from the mother, not Mitzad Mishpacha. That's Reb Chaim's Lamdus, Agan's Lamdus. So Reb Chaim Nemzon HaKapanim Linyan Yerusha, which is totally Mishpacha, that Mishpacha Sa'aim would not be considered Mishpacha across the board. Even when there is no Mishpacha Sa'av, Mishpacha Sa'aim would never be considered Mishpacha. The Gemara in Bechairis is saying that when there is no Av and there's no Din Mishpacha Bechlal, then you can get a Din Levi which is not totally a Mishpacha. But Rabbi Chanan declares a different teretz. Rabbi Chanan declares that maybe it could be Mechalik. If, let's say, the child never had a father, like the case of Nachri Shabbat Bas Yisrael, that there never was a father, then Mishpacha Sa'aim is a Mishpacha. That's what's Mavur in Bechairis. Masha'en Kane, let's say there was a father at one point. We're talking about a Gerim married a Geiris. So the parents have no other Kravim. These are the only Kravim. You have the Gerim and the Geiris. And then the father died. And then the son died. And the question is, does the mother Yarshin or does it become Hefker? So there, the Pshat is, he had a father at one point. Since at one point he had a father, so he had a Mishpacha Sa'av, so even though his father died, but now the aim doesn't count. That's the chiluk. You can have three cases. You can have a case where he currently now has a mother and a father. That's quoted the Krevi Av Yarshin, not the Krevi Aim. You can have a case where he never ever had a father. What's the case where, let's say, a Muberishin is Gaira, or a Nachri Abba Bas Yisrael, where the father's a guy, he never had a father. And maybe in that case, we'll learn from the Gemara and Bechairis that you go Bas and Mishpacha Sehim. And you could have a case where his father's a ger. So Be'emison, he had a father. But then his father died. The father had no kravim. He's a ger. So now he has no more kravim. So Rabbi Chanan says, maybe in that case where he once had a father, And now he doesn't have any more Krevi Av. In that case, we'll say Mishbacha same in Krevi Mishbacha. Rabbi Chanan says, we'll come at a Chiddush. Come dice. Anarchy Abba Bas Yisrael. And the son dies, the mother with Yarshin. And he doesn't bring any Makairis. He says, V'loi Shemanu Chiddush Kizeh. Lamaisa, like we said, Rabbi Kiveger brings the Rayyaf and Taiz and Ksuvah Staf Yin Aleph. Not like that Chiddush. That even in the case of Mabarish and his Gaira, where there never was a father, but still the mother doesn't Yarshin. But the Rishbam, the Chayr is saying that no, that the only reason why the mother doesn't Yarshin, Shay Krevi Av Yarshim Isa. But the emphasis is you can't be Mekayim the Deek and the Rishbam with the Rabbi Chanan Steretz, because the Rishbam is Mefurish, and even in the case that there were Krevi Av, he says, Chloe, the reason why the mother doesn't Yarshin is, doesn't Yarshin is, Shay Krevi Av Yarshim Isa. Let's see. He had Krevi Av Amol, but now he doesn't have any Krevi Av. So why did there's no Krevi Av Yerushinaisa? If he meant Rabbi Chanan Skilik, he should have said, Shairei, when there's Krevi Av, there is no Krevi Aim. It's Mashma, as long as there's no Yerusha from the Krevi Av, there would be Yerusha from the Krevi Aim. But that's the Chayr Shverei from the Gemara Daf Kuf Yudal. We don't have a Teretz. But very interesting, in Simon Reishayin Vav, the Simon of the Seyed and Achleis in Chayshe Mishpat, Rabbi Kiveget Seichens Tzu, he says, Ayin Shuvis Zakan Aaron Simon Kuf Tzadi. Zakan Aaron was a Goyen Svardi, lived around the time of the Beis Yosef, and he says, Ayin Shuvis Zakan Aaron Simon Kuf Tzadi. Kedaika Rabbi Kiveget Shulchan Aruch, very often he's just mitzayin to a tshuva, usually a Svardish tshuva, without commenting. In this tshuva Zakan Aaron, he brings this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He brings this Rishbam. He wants to say this Svara that when there's no Krevi Av, the Krevi Aim Yarshin, and Fakert, he says, and Avarayim from the Gemara Kuf Yudal and above Abasha, the Gemara there says that the Aim is Yerush Espanah, and Taiz explains, we're talking about when there is no Krevi Av. L'chayri, he seemed to have learned up that that's the Maskanus HaGemara. We'll head to the Gemara, we'll see. But he seemed to have learned up that's the Maskanus HaGemara. So, Mel, that's Gufa de Pshat and the Rishbam and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that they're learning up the Maskonis HaGemar and Kuf Yudalid, is that the aim does Yarshin as long as there's no Krevi Av. If there's a question of the aim in Hefker, Mishpachas Aim and Kriya Mishpacha is Dafka when there's a Mishpachas Av and when there's currently a Mishpachas Av. Not even like Rabbi Chanan's Chiluk, not the Pshat when there was never was a Mishpachas, even when there was a Mishpachas Av, but currently is a Mishpachas Av, still the aim Yarshins. Abbas Avil the Chiddush. Befrat, that I'm bothered with this Kan Aaron because he seems to be saying it in a case where, let's say, and this could happen, you have someone who dies, and his mother's still alive, or his brother from his mother's side is still is around, and we have no idea anything about the Mishpachas Av. We don't know who his father is, we don't know any relatives from the father's side. If we're not going to give it to the relatives that we have, his mother, or his brother, or his half-brother, his mother's son, we don't have anything else to do with it. We have no idea who the other Yerushim are. And he is, L'chayr, saying, Mikayach, this Rishbam, this Rabbeinu Yeruchim, this Pshat in the Gemara and Kuf Yudalid, that you give it to the mother and the mother's Yerushim. This, by me, is very shver, because even if we have no idea who they are, but they exist somewhere, there is Krevi Av in the world, so Nechazim belong to them. And if you can't locate them, and the din is, for whatever reason, it becomes Hefka because you can't locate them, so Mela, the Aim Vaita won't Yarshin, it belongs to them, or it becomes Efger. The whole Shmuz is L'chayr Dafka by a Ger, where there doesn't exist Krevi Av. If they exist, we just don't know about them. I don't understand how he could say it. Bal Kaponim, Rabbi Kveget Seichen Su, this is the Kan Aaron, which says this Yisayin. Like we're saying, Rabbi Kveget himself brought from a Taisus in Ksuv is not like this Yisayin. But he's still in Shulchan Aruch, he's Mitzayin this Kanayin that says it's Yisayin, that whenever there's no Krevi Av, the Krevi Aim do Yarshin, Mishpachas Aim is only B'makam Mishpachas Av, Mishpachas Aim is Ein Kriya Mishpach. And now let's discuss another Inyan. We had said before how Yerusha works. This is the Yisayin of Yerusha. The Rambam is Ma'ir Chabad and the Pirish Mishnayis. The first step is if he has a son, the son gets it first. If he doesn't have a son, but he has a daughter, the daughter gets the Yerusha. If he has no children, goes up to the father. If there's no one in any generation below him, it goes one generation above to the father. If his father's alive, the father gets the Yerusha. If the father's not alive, so let's look. Is there anyone in any generation below the father? And again, if there's a daughter, if there's no sons in that family, the daughter would get it. If there's sons and a daughter, the sons, the Skarim will come before the Nekeves. If there's no one lower than in any generation below his father, goes one generation up to his grandfather, and again, looks down to see if there's anyone in the generations below. And if not, goes up another generation, all the way until Reuven. This is what the Gemara says later. That's the concept of mishmush, that the pshat is that the father yarshins bekever, if he's not alive, to give it to a yarish of his. And again, anyone in a lower generation comes first. Those yarshim will yarshim bekever to give it to their yarshim. And if not, so then it goes up a generation bekever, and then will go to the grandfather's yarshim, to the great-grandfather's yarshim, v'chuli. Now the Veltz Chakira is a Veltz Shaila. When a brother yarshins a brother, does that work out mishmush? The father gets the Yerusha. And then the Yerusha goes from the father to his son. And that's how a Yerusha of a brother works. Oh no. A brother that yarshins a brother, that's a direct Yerusha. The Pasuk says, V'nisatim nachnachalasi le'echav, a brother has a direct line to yarshin directly from a brother. He doesn't need the mishmush of going up to the father. There's a Veltz Shaila. The Ramban HaLeteir, the Achrayim bring it here, in Parashas Pinchas, is mefurish that the brother goes al yidei mishmush. Yerusha only goes up or down. If it can't go down, it goes up. And then again, it looks down. If it can't go down, it goes up. So when the Yerusha goes to the father, and from there, it goes to the father's Yerush, which is the brother. But the brother is Yerush al yidei mishmush. As I state, also pretty clear in the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis that we mentioned that discusses the Seyd Yerushas, it's also pretty clear that the brother gets the Yerusha through the father. Ayidei Mishmashu, the father's Yerush Bekever, to be Meirish to his Yerush, the son, and that's how the brothers gets the Yerusha. As I is the Chayyar pretty clear in the Rambam in the beginning of the Hilchos Nachlos, when he describes the Yerusha the way he described it, and he doesn't say anything about a brother yarshining direct. It sounds like the brother gets the Yerusha from the father. As Elachur stated in the Magid Mishnah, there also in Hilchos Nachlos, Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel. But on the other hand, the Arm Mekairis, it seemed clear that Neman, that the Ach is Yerush directly, not through Mishmash. There's Rishbam and Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, which Rabbi Chanan there, and the disciple Neman, that the Rishbam is klar and Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, that the brother yarshins directly from the brother. There's a Sefer HaTrumas, which Rabbi Kivege brings down, that Lechair is Mukhrich, that a brother yarshins directly from a brother. There's a Rabbi Negershim and Kuf Tez Vavim and Beis on the side of the Gemara, which is Mashma Ach, yarshins directly, a brother yarshins directly from another brother. Rabbi Niyana talks about it in Daf Kuf Yuches, he talks about it directly. It seems to me the maskon of his is that the Ach yarshins al yidei mishmush. Lamais also seems to be Machlekes Beis Yosef and Ach Yemesher, but Kveganem's on that way. And Kvegan has a few tshuvas where he discusses this. The tshuva where he mentions the Machlekes Beis Yosef and Ach Yemesher is in Chelek Gimel Siman Tes Vav. They're all brought in the Chiddush Rabbi Kveige here. The Beis Yosef is in Chashem Mishpat Siman Reishin and Gimel. There he seems to them unclear that a brother yarshins directly from a brother, and Ach Yemesher argues in him because he says that no, even a brother is not yarshining directly, he's yarshining al yidei mishmush. The Ksais, Eifenarti, and Siman Reishin and Gimel, it's in Sifkan Ches, and he also in the Ksais in Reish Pei Aleph, Sifkan Beis, Nem's unclear that they only yarshin al yidei mishmush, like we said from the Ramban and the Rambam. But the Machli Ephraim speaks about it. In Ilchus Chiyah Matana, he brings that Rayim from the Rishbam, Kuf Chafayim and Beis, that they yarshin directly. Because it's a Veltz Shaila. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky stels sich on the Shaila. What would be the pshat that they could yarshin directly? The Gemara here is Mavur, that the father comes before the brother. So how could the brother yarshin directly? The father always comes before the brother, so the father is going to get it first, and then he's going to be married to the brother. How could you say the brother yarshins directly? Kumtaisi going kineged the din that the father comes before the brother. So he says two possible sorts. Either the pshat is that the whole din of Yerusha's mishmush is to be meirish. The father Bekev is not getting the Nechasim. The whole point of Mishmash is to be Meirish. When there's any way a direct line to his Yerish, there's no point of him getting it to be Meirish. The Yerish is going to get it without him. So Mel, you're not going to say the Av is before the father, for the brother. Kol Kama, the brother, could be Meirish Mekayach Atzmai, so then you don't say the Yerusha happens Bekevet to go to the same place where you could get a Mekayach Atzmai. I say you could say that Svarim. Or you could say more Pashit, that the whole din of Av Kaidim Lach is Dafko and Av is Bechayim. The Av Bekever is not Kaidim, the Ach Bechayim. So either way, it's a similar Svar, but either way, the Pshat is that this Tzad holds, these Rishayim hold, these Paiskim hold, that the brother gets a direct Yerusha, doesn't go through the father. The Ramban al Atayr, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yaina, that mashman that it goes through the father in all cases, there is no din Yerusha of an ach to an ach. But the Rishbam in Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbeinu Yaina is such a tzad. The Beis Yosef seems to hold that way. Sefer HaTshumas holds that way. That the din Yerusha of ach is a direct Yerusha, it doesn't go through the father. And you don't say the father is kaitin the brother because the brother is having a direct Yerusha, he doesn't have to come on to his father. And, or the father bekever is not kaitin the brother when he's bechayim. Now the shayla is vukum the nafkamina. Why are we clearing such a shayla if the brother gets the Yerusha direct or gets the Yerusha through the father? Where would come up an nafkamina? So already is two nafkaminas, there are more, but already is two nafkaminas that both Eiskyad and Rabbi Kivega here. I find out Rabbi Kivega Mishnayis, it's brought in the Chedusha Rabbi Kivega. One is like this. There's a machlokes later in the perek. There are bun and hold that somebody cannot go, a father can't, doesn't have any din to go and make one of his Yerushim get more money and another Yerush get less money. But Rabbi Yechim and Breika, we pass like holds that he could. But only if they're royally Yerushai. You can't stam give the Yerusha to whoever you want. But the sons, if they're both royally Yerushai, you could say one son gets more and one son gets less. The chelik b'chayri you can't. That's the yuchel levaker. But the chelik pashit, you could give out the Yerusha to one son more and one son less. Now shaila is, let's say someone doesn't have any sons. His father's not alive. His brothers are going to yarshin. He knows he's going to die. So he says, I want one brother to yarshin more, another brother to yarshin less. So there it depends. If the Yerusha then direct Yerushin to him, so that according to Berechim and Berechim, he could do it. But if they're not direct Yerushim of his, so then we could say that they're not his Yerushim. They're not royally Yerushai. Who's his Yerush? His father's his Yerush. And then the father is Meirush to them. So he has no right to decide what's going to be with his father's Yerusha. Only his Yerusha. He happens to only have one Yerush. He has no children. His father's Yerush is everything. Bekever. And his father's going to be Meirush to his brothers. So he won't be able to Yemanchel. So come at an afkamina legabe hanchola koin de brechem and breka, which we paskin like, they could be manchel to the ones that Yerush you. And the chayr, that's only when they Yerush directly. If it goes to a mishmash, so what happens? The father's Yerush. And he can't decide who his father's going to be Yerush to. So come and afkamina, if his brother's a Yerush directly, so he can be manchel to one brother, not to the other. If the Yerusha goes to his father, so then he can't be manchel to his brothers because they're not his Yerush and they're his father's Yerush. But it's not clear that that's an afkamina. First of all, it would only be an afkamina according to Berechem and Breka. But even according to the Rabbanan, it's not 100% clear because Vega speaks about in the tshuva because the Rambam's mafurish, he could be manchel to one brother. So you could learn if you want that even a Yerush side, they mishmash you could be manchel. Since Lamaisa, your Yerush is ending up by them, even though it's not going directly to them, it's first going to his father and then going to the children. But still, since it's your Yerusha and they're the ones who are going to be Meirish, so that family that's going to be Meirish, if they're more than one Yerush, you could say, once you get more, once you get less. It's not 100% mukhrich. You could say it's an afkamina the other way. The Rambam's mavur, that the brothers, he could be manchel to them, so fakert. If the brothers get a direct Yerusha, so we don't have a raya, that al yidei mishmush you could be manchel, because the brother's getting a direct Yerusha. But if we're going to be machlet that the brothers are only getting day mishmush, and the Rambam says you can manchel to one brother, they'll be right, you can manchel to any Yerushali day mishmush. Now, could be there'll be another nafkamina. Let's say if I can, let's say the brother didn't say anything, but the father before he died said, my Yerusha, I want Dafka to go to this Yerush, not to the other Yerush. So all the father's Yerusha could say that. When the father died and he said it should go to this brother, not to that brother. So that's what happened. According to Rebbecha Mebreka, it goes to Reuven, not to Shimon. But now, after the father died and he already was manchel, he says, my Yerusha is going to Reuven, not to Shimon. Now Levi dies. So if it's a direct Yerusha, so Rabbi Reuven and Shimon is going to split Levi's Yerusha. But if Levi's Yerusha goes through the father already was manchel, his Yerusha to one and not to the other. So Vaitul come at an afkamina. But Rabbi Kvenge says it's also not muchrich, because it could be there's no din on chol on a davar shloi b'la'olam. Could be, could only be manchel what you have, something you're getting after Misa, maybe there's no din on chol on that. But if there's a din on chol on a davar shloi b'la'olam, so it'll come at an afkamina. If the brothers yashin directly, they go through the father. Another nafkamina is like this. The din is, when somebody owes money and he dies, if he didn't leave over Yerusha, his children don't have to pay his chayvus. Yaakov owes money, he owes $1,000, and he dies, and he doesn't leave over Yerusha. So Reuven and Shimon, his children, don't have to pay the chayvus. Only if he's in Yerich Lemachrayis Nechasim, then we say there's Nechasim HaMeshubin, then his Yerushim have to pay the chayvus. If he doesn't leave any Achrayis Nechasim, no one has to pay the chayvus. So let's say Yaakov owed $1,000, and he has his sons Reuven and Shimon, and he didn't leave any Achrayis Nechasim, and the chayvus were never paid. And now, Reuven, who has his own money, Reuven's independently wealthy, he has a lot of Nechasim, he unfortunately doesn't have children, and he dies. So Shimon takes over the Yerusha, Shimon's the Yerush of Reuven. Does Shimon now have to pay the chayvus of his father? If you're going to say that it goes through Mishmash, so he would. Because what happened to Reuven's Nechasim? It went back to Yaakov. And now Yaakov Bekever owes $1,000. So now, Shimon is now Yerushim Yaakov. He's going to have to pay up Yaakov's chayvus. Now this Yerush is getting from Yaakov. Yaakov has a chayv of $1,000. He'll have to pay that. Mashenkin, if Shimon's Yerush directly from Reuven, he won't have to pay Yaakov's chayvus. So this should be l'chayr, another nafkamina between, if you would hold that the Yerush of Ach comes through Mishmash, or the Yerush of Ach is direct. We have a very similar Gemara, not about brothers, but about a grandson, the Gemara later, Nafkuf Nantes, all the way at the end of the ninth perek, the Gemara is discussing this Shaila. If let's say someone owes money and he died without a chayis nechasim, his father's still alive. And then his father dies, and his son gets all his son's grandfather's nechasim. You have Yaakov, Levi, and Kohas. Levi owed a lot of money, and Levi died without a chayis nechasim. Yaakov had a lot of money, and then Yaakov died, so now Kohas is Yerush Yaakov, because Levi's not alive anymore. So the Gemara there is Mavuri, he doesn't have to pay the chayvus of his father. And the Gemara says, why not? If he's yashning his father, why does he have to pay the chayvus of his father? So the Gemara says, a grandson is a direct Yerusha. Because Takas Avisecha Yiyu Banecha. Takas Avisecha Yiyu Banecha means that a grandson could directly Yerush his grandfather. As I said, the Gemara in Kuf Nun Tes. But it sounds clear, if it's a direct Yerusha, then you don't have to pay the chayvus. You didn't get it from the father. But if the Yerusha came by de mishmash through the father, then you'd have to pay the chayvus. That's what the chayr is mavur in the Gemara Kuf Nun Tes. So the chayr that should apply, whenever a brother dies without children, and his brother yarshins, does that brother who yarshins have to pay the father's chayvus, assuming they weren't paid yet? The father didn't leave any chayis nechasim, but now do we say that the Reuven's nechasim went to the father, and then went to the son, so he would have to pay? Or is it a direct Yerush, you won't have to pay? So Rabbi Kivenga, we mentioned before, Taisus had a kasha. Why did Torah have to specify Bechlal and Ach is Yerush? If the Torah says an Av is Yerush, and the Torah also teaches you the din of Mishmush, some Amela will know an Ach is Yerush, an Av is Yerush, and then the Ach is Yerush from the Av, Ayidei Mishmush. Why did Torah have to tell you the Ach is Yerush? As Eifek Teisa, Kasha Teisa says the Teretz. He says, why? The Drasha wouldn't stim exactly if it wouldn't say the Ach Beferish, Ayin Sham. Taisus Divi Masal Yachli Kaidon Ben, the second Taisus, the end. The Taisus asks his Kash and says the text. Shabbi Kvega asks, what do you mean? What's the Kasha? Have an Afkamina. If you'd have to come on to Mishmush, so then that whole thing we said with the Rechenim and Breka, he wouldn't be able to Imanchel to his brother there at Rechenim and Breka. because it's not his Yerush. Or if his father was Manchil, so and the brother didn't say anything, so Kumdais, the father has a Kayach to say who gets, which brother gets the Nechasim or not, because it's going through the father. So that Kasher B'Kveg is Matri. He says, well, Taisus couldn't answer that Teretz, because that would only fit according to Berachim and Breika, but the Rabbanan hold there's no such thing as Anchala. So according to the Rabbanan, it's still Shver, why the Pasuk say Achim? So then Rabbi Kvega tried the second half community that was saying, what about if a brother dies and the father owed money? So it's an afkamina. If the Pasuk wouldn't say that you give the Nachla to the brother, it would have to come on to Mishmash, so you'd have to pay the father's debt. Now the Pasuk says that the brother Yarshins directly, so now you don't have to pay the father's debt. So he says, that's not so sharina. There's a machlekes tanam of shibuda deraisa, shibuda derabanan. That would only fit like the man yom shibuda deraisa. That's such a thing as shibud. So then you have to pay the father's debt. But if you hold shibuda derabanan, means me deraisa is no such thing as shibud. So you can't say the pasuk is telling you in afkamina you don't have to pay the father's debt. If shibuda derabanan, so anyway me deraisa have to pay the father's debt. So right, there wouldn't be an afkamina. But Kveg is not such a freedom because he says maybe you could say that the Rabbanan of Ebrechanim and Breka happened to hold Shibuda Deraisa. So it's not Shrei the Kasha, because they have two Nafkaminas. One of them is true according to Ebrechanim and Breka. But you can ask, what about the Rabbanan? Teres Nafkamina Lagai B'Shibud. You can ask, what about the man Yom Shibuda Derabbanan? Well, maybe he holds like Ebrechanim and Breka. Shabbi Kvenga says, maybe Teres sound like this. Maybe Teres sound like the Ramban and the Rambam and those Rishonim that we send. That anyway, Ach works like a mishmash, even though the pasuk said a pasuk of Ach, but that doesn't mean that the Ach yashes directly. The pasuk says Ach because it means that Ach yashes like a mishmash. So now Teis wants to know. So why did Teis have to write it for? We already know the din of mishmash. But then Kumdais will be a achra that Teis has held, and even though the pasuk wrote it, it still only works like a mishmash. And then maybe there won't be any nafkamina if the pasuk wrote it didn't write it. That's why Teis had the kasha. And this is the Welt Shaila. If Ach is Yerush, the Mishmash direct, it has common nafkaminas. We mentioned two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is Rebechanim and Breik, if it can be manchel to a brother, or if the father can be manchel, the Yerush of one brother to another brother. And one nafkamina, Legabishibit, if the father owes money, and Yerusha from the brother, do you have to pay the father's chayvis?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.